This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, now that all is said and done, the game's been played, 150 million of us watched, and companies spent untold millions on television ads, a lot of what's in the air today is a tweet, a spur-of-the-moment, opportunistic even, tweet from the good people at Oreo pointing out that you can still dunk in the dark. Seemed like a whole lot of sound and fury for a single tweet to be the thing that lingers, so we called up Ben Winkler. He's at OMD. That's an ad agency in New York City. Ben, welcome to the program.
Thanks very much.
So is this where we are now that major corporate brands like Oreo or you know, your client Pepsi have to, during these big events, have like a war room staffed with response teams and everything?
Yes. If they are interested in being relevant to today's consumer who's expecting all media to be interesting and about them, then yes, 100%, absolutely.
Well, take me inside that room. I mean, how do you think it went as the lights went out and the Oreo people said, man, we had an ad on the air and now let's back it up with social media?
Oh, yeah. Every player that you would ever need through the course of, say, a six-week ad campaign was sitting in that room, from legal to PR, obviously client approval, creative guys. It takes an enormous investment to get them all there and aligned so that they can respond this quickly. And they were only there, of course, because Oreo had spent $4 million in putting an ad on during the game.
Okay, now riddle me this. Do you think the tweet about you can still dunk after dark and the 13,000-15,000 retweets or whatever it was, did that help sell any more Oreos today?
Without a doubt.
You think so?
Oh, without a doubt. But keep in mind, it's not the 15,000 retweets itself. It's the novelty of the fact that it got 15,000 retweets. It's the amplification effect from all the media like ourselves right now talking about this. 15,000 retweets pales next to 111 million people who saw the TV commercial or who watched the Super Bowl. So this is really lightning in a bottle. To expect that doing this again will automatically have this kind of impact is not the right lesson to take away from it.
Well, help me out then. The right lesson is?
This is hard to do, and it needs to be done all the time. Oreo, in this case, has been tweeting and posting pop culturally relevant messages for 6 months since June, every single day of the week.
Do you have a favorite ad from last night?
You know, I have to, of course, say that the Pepsi Next ad was my favorite.
Of course it was. But maybe your second favorite?
Sure.
Well, I think that says something right there, man.
Yeah.
Right?
Wow. Yeah. This is the problem with watching a Super Bowl when you're a media professional. It's just like comedians watching comedy. Nothing's funny.
Does it take the charm out of it for you?
A little, yeah. It's a busman's holiday.
A little bit. Ben Winkler is the chief digital officer at the ad agency OMD in New York City. Ben, thanks a bunch.
Thanks a lot, Kai.